think the first thing, just being humbled when we were listening, 160 and 161 players, people in the entire history of the organization, to be a part of that group and kind of just being able to share this journey, whether it be growing up in Auburndale, going on to walk on at Wisconsin, and then getting to Green Bay. It's just been an unbelievable trip for me, and to be able to, get inducted into the Packer Hall of Fame gives me chills, and it's going to be great to be able to share with everybody that was a huge part of my life to get there. And, my time in Green Bay was unbelievable. Got there kind of similarly, seventh-round pick, and, not wanting to get a place to rent until you knew you were going to make the team, and then all of a sudden, a couple weeks in, you get put in the starting lineup, and to be able to stay there for 11 years was quite the honor. And now to kind of cap it all off with being inducted into this class with a great teammate, and Ryan is perfect for a perfect finish to my Packer career.
Hey, Mark, Wes Hodkowitz from Packers.com. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
I know you touched on a little bit during your introduction, but when you look back at this thing, I was just looking at your stats here when we were getting the graphic ready. 132 starts in 134 regular season games. At what point did this all sort of sink in for you? Did it happen during your career in Green Bay, or was it sometime afterwards that you were able to really look back on just how crazy, and obviously what you've accomplished in this journey, over the last 15, 20 years?
Well, it was I just will always remember the first time I walked in the locker room and, being from Wisconsin and watching, the Super Bowl teams. You walk in and you see Frankie Winters, you see, Favre, Antonio Freeman. There's just a list, and it was kind of, deer in the headlights type of feeling. And then you go out and practice, and all of a sudden, reality hits you pretty quickly when you have Bonnie Holiday rushing against you, and you're trying to block Santana Dotson. And then, all of a sudden you get out, you play in your first game, and what it kind of hit for me was when, Earl went down in the Buffalo Bill game up in Buffalo, and I got thrown into the game. And Marco Rivera was like, all right, Big T, let's go. It's time. And from that point on, I got the first start against Philadelphia, and then it was you try to just make it as normal as possible, and, you just play as long as you can until someone tells you, the next man up. And so when I just look back on it, I just think, I was really fortunate that opportunity came real quickly, the opportunity to play right away, and then I was ready for the opportunity when it came. And, next thing you know, you look up and it's, 20 years later, and like you said, 132 some starts. So it was never, it was really just that first Buffalo game, and then thinking, after the first or second practice, it's great to be up here, but in order to be sustainable, you got to go out there and get the job done. And that mentality is kind of how I looked at it.
Hey, Coach, Mark Daniels, WTAQ, congrats.
Thank you, Mark.
Coach, I saw the Twitter picture of you and your dad, and I just wanted to ask you how proud Denny is of you still to this moment. And when you were growing up, did he ever bring you to a game, take you to the Hall of Fame, say, you know what, kid, it'd be kind of cool if you were a Packer and got this far?
Well, I just remember we would always, when we were out doing chores on the farm, we'd be listening to Jim Irwin and Max McGee, and unfortunately that was in the mid-80s, there wasn't a ton of great news. But yes, we went up to a practice one time, and I actually, with one of my buddies, we snuck into the stadium after practice and kind of got a little look in, and then we kind of were asked that we bounced out of there. But that was when I got the call. That was kind of the first thing that hit me, is just, how emotional for me it was that, my dad was, I would not be in that position without him, all the time and effort that, he gave me in Little League sports and junior high and everything else. And so it would be really cool for him to be here to see it. I'm sure he's looking down pretty happy today.
Hey, Mark, one follow-up to that, and obviously I know you'd like nothing more than to have him here right now with you, but what did that mean to you to have him, there to see as many of those games as he did during your playing career, throughout those 11 years in the NFL?
It just was really cool being, from here and being able to have family and friends, my dad obviously at every home game, being able to watch you play, which is a luxury that a lot of guys don't have. That was another really cool thing about playing for your hometown team.
Mark Rich Ryman with the Press Gazette. Talk a little bit about post-NFL career. You've obviously settled in, it sounds like, to a pretty good situation, and being a Wisconsin guy, you've got a ready audience, it seems like. What's it been like in retirement?
It's been interesting. I think there's always a tough transition. I don't know how many guys. It was a tough transition for me just because, you know, you go from having so much structure to now all of a sudden, you know, do whatever you want. And so that first couple, you know, the first 5 or 6 months was tough. But luckily, you know, I've been able to work with the Packer Radio Network, obviously my own show with Jason Wilde. And so being able to still stay involved with football on a much, you know, on a media scale has been a lot of fun. It's been, you know, it's a great way to kind of stay involved in the game there.
Did you always know you wanted to do that, Mark? Or was that kind of a, you know, once the career ended, you know, that was an avenue that you took to?
I always thought it was fun. You know, to the extent of doing a daily show, I didn't think that was probably going to be the case. But I always enjoyed that side of it. And, you know, I think as you start doing more of it again, I think it's a nice way to stay involved and not take up, you know, 14, 16 hours a day in doing it. So I did think that, obviously, my dad being a part of it, I got to watch a little bit of that. And it was always something that I thought about doing.